From Washington, this is VOA News. I am Gia Billy reporting. Hong Kong police have arrested about 30 pro-democracy protesters a day before Chinese President Xi Jinping is to make his first state visit to the city to celebrate the 20-year anniversary of its transfer from the UK to China. The protesters huddled around the forever-blooming golden Bauhinia statue, a gift from China placed at the site of the 1997 handover ceremony. They demanded open democracy and the release of Nobel Prize-winning activist Liu Xiaobo. VOA's Bill Ide is here.
Security is being beefed up ahead of Xi Jinping's arrival. He arrives tomorrow. And, you know, they're really taking the opportunity, I guess, to use this location to express their displeasure with the way the Chinese government has handled the one country, two systems model. Some activists earlier this week had remarked that the one country, two systems model at this point has already turned into the one country, one and a half systems. It's already moving close to the point where that China has complete control over Hong Kong, or so much so that they feel that the freedoms that existed when Hong Kong was returned to China have eroded dramatically.
Italian officials say their government has told the European Commission in Brussels it's considering refusing entry to migrants bound for Europe who are rescued from drowning in the Mediterranean. Italy's proposed remedy is to stop non-Italian registered ships from entering its ports if their purpose is to disembark migrants. The dramatic move comes after nearly 11,000 asylum seekers, mainly from African countries, arrived on Italian shore from Libya.